Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. Mr. Marvelous. Mark's Marvelous, a paradigm is a way of thinking. Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. Mark's Marvelous.
My life.
Marvelous.
You've tuned in to Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show right here at Radio Free Minturn 107.9 FM, KLNX LP Minturn right here in the Vale Eagle Valley. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, and thank you. And thank you. Yes. So I'm hoping that this summer I will have a more regular attendance here at my show. At the show for your entertainment. My work commitments have relaxed a little bit. And with that being the case, I should be able to make my regular time slot. Yes, I know. Jump for joy. Clap, clap, clap. Okay. So we are, my friends, my people, my listeners, we are in the middle of our spring fund drive. And in our spring fund drive, we ask our benevolent listeners to contribute to the station. Because we are a volunteer-driven station. We are community radio. We do this pretty much, actually, all of us do it for free. We do it because we love it. The DJs come in, they contribute their music or the music that they've purchased. We really don't have much here in the station other than what's on the computer that plays during the automation. The board of the radio station does the work that they do, and thank you, board, for doing your work, because you allow this place to function, which allows us to broadcast, which allows this whole endeavor to occur. So that being said, I want to thank everybody who has contributed in the past, or who have contributed in the past, and I would like to encourage new people and listeners to contribute today. That's right, during my show, because I always lose the competition. There's really not a competition, but I like to pretend there is. I always lose the competition, and I would like to be a winner. I want to be a winner. So because we are soliciting your contributions, your tax-free contributions, or tax-refundable, returnable, how do I say that? I'm not sure, but because we are a 501c3 organization, which means we are a nonprofit, you can write off your contribution to the station at the end of the year, at tax time. And that's just a wash for you. And if you're not hip on paying taxes to Uncle Sam, which is, that's a subject in and of itself, this is a great way to contribute to those things that you think are important and valuable and exciting, and not necessarily have to pay your regular tax bill. It's a win-win. From our perspective, hopefully from yours as well. I'm still debating as to what premiums I'm going to offer you this hour. I will get on that in the next couple minutes. And we'll get there. But if you are interested, and gosh, I hope you are interested in contributing to the station, in contributing to the volunteer community efforts of the people who work, 827-9079. That's 970-827-9079. Feel free to call me when I'm off the air. I'll be happy to take your contribution, your tax refundable, deductible contribution to Radio Free Minturn. We take small children. We take guitar picks. We take profanity. But what's most valuable to the station is dinero, money. So if you can spare $25, $50, or maybe even $100, we would be so appreciative. And we will, well, what can I say? I promise you, I will be able to say more. I promise you. So the number here in the station is 970-827-9079. That's 970-827-9079. I can take your contribution over the phone. Or you can log on to our website and you can donate via radiofreemintern.org. That's www.radiofreemintern.org. And, of course, I would always and do always love to hear from the listeners. And so feel free to give me a call at 970-827-9079. I'll get back at you here in a little bit. Got some music to take care of. So remember, you are tuned in to Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show right here at Radio Free Minturn. So glad you're tuned in. Right now we got a little Scott H. Byram. Ain't It a Shame? And Lisa, if you're tuned in, sometimes it is.
Well, our streets are filled with violence. Our streets are filled with crime. Every time you turn your radio on, bad news most of the time. Yeah, the white race hating the black race. And black race hating the white. Yeah, you ought to put your race hate down, baby. Walk in the gospel light, sugar. Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? What do people do? Well, all our men are dying on the bloody battlefield. Yeah, the fathers and mothers are losing their sons and all about how they feel. Yeah, the hearts are filled with sorrow, eyes are filled with tears. Yeah, the wicked fighting ought to be stopped is going on through these years. So ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? The way the people do. Well now, fighting's not the answer. Goddamn nations and guns. Yeah, you ought to all get right with God, you know, and that will put the devil on the run, baby. Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? The way the people do. People are quitting the churches. Some say God is dead. You know, my God cannot die, Lord. The people are all out of their heads. Yeah, you talk about fighting and killing. You shouldn't be thinking of such. You got the whole world living in fear, baby, because you killing so much. And ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? The way the people do. Ain't it a shame, baby, ain't it a shame, baby, ain't it a shame, the way the people do.
Scott H. Byram, everybody.
Go. I'm ready to rock and roll. Here we go.
I got up this morning, and these blues, they follow me all day long. I got up this morning, and these blues, they follow me all day long. Getting my coffee, getting under my feet. Well, I'm gonna give these blues to every damn buddy I meet at home. Yeah.
follow me all day long. Get in my car, getting into my face. Well, I'm gonna give that blues to you if I'm that case. Dreams. Well, I'm gonna give these blues even a sleep it seems. Oh,
Mark's changed my life. Mark's changed my life.
Mark's changed my life.
Mark.
However you want.
Mark.
Well, I'm here to change your life one more time. This is Mark's Marvelous. You're tuned into the Cosmic Shift Show. If you're out there and you know me on the Facebook machine, get in touch. I want to know that you're there. It's always worth a good shout out around the globe. And if you're in town, feel free to give me a ring when I'm off the air. I'd love to know that you're there. You dig the show, do you? Do you? I hope so. So, that being said, I need to let you know about our fund drive. I know I just talked about it a couple minutes ago, but I'm presuming people are tuning in by the second. Yes. Hey, for a $50 pledge, a mere $50 pledge, I can hook you up with a new throwback t-shirt. That's right, a throwback t-shirt. I don't even know what that is, but it sounds cool. And that's what really matters. For a $50 pledge, not only do you get to write it off of your taxes, but you also get this awesome t-shirt whereby you can illustrate your representation of Radio Free Minturn. How awesome is that? Or a hunter hat, which is a camo hat, if you're into camo. But I like to be seen, so I don't wear camo. I'm always afraid. You ever notice that? When someone walks by with camo, you're like, oh, where'd they come from? Oh, I almost didn't see them. So anyway, those are your options for a $50 pledge. But if you can shell out, and I'll bet some of you can, $107.90. You got to include the 90 cents. Not only will we give you a throwback t-shirt, but we'll also include a hunter hat. Yes. Yeah, so you can be throwback and kind of incognito at the same time. Does that sound good? And you can write it off of your taxes. I mean, I'm telling you, it's a wash. So for a $50 pledge, my first $50 pledge, bring it in, baby, because I want to give away one of these t-shirts. Give me a call at 970-827-9079. That's 970-827-9079. And you can help us be the community radio station that you've known for years. What do? Here? We volunteer our time. We volunteer our music. We volunteer our efforts. The board, the DJs, the hangers-on. We have groupies. I don't, but we do. And everybody volunteers, and nobody gets paid. But it does take a little bit of money, actually a semi-significant amount of money a year, to run this place. We pay royalties on the music. Have to keep the lights on and the heat and the equipment up. And then, of course, there's the streaming service that many of you are taking advantage of right now. All of that costs us money, and we pay for that through contributions from our supporters as well as some of our sort of corporate contributors. We have a number of businesses that contribute to what we do, and we appreciate their efforts. We generally run this place somewhere between $15,000 and $16,000 or on a budget of $15,000 or $16,000 a year. So these fund drives are essential to our ability to function. Any contribution you can make is always appreciated, but for a $50 pledge, I can hook you up with one of our brand new throwback t-shirts. And I'll bet you guys would look good in that. I'll bet you would. So give me a call here at 970-827-9079 and or contribute via our secure website at www.radiofreeminturn.org. You can do that with the plastic of your choice. And don't forget to tell them who you're listening to. This is Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. Mr. Collins in the UP of Michigan, damn glad to have you on, my brother. Throw me a shekel or two, would you? Was a Link Quartet with what song was that? Gianni Fuso Nerini, if that means anything to anybody. It's off the Beat It album, which is a fantastic album if you're into that kind of stuff. You're tuned in to Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. The phone lines are open. Call me at 970-827-9079. Mr. Collins up there in the Yoop. Hey, brother, I'm happy you're tuned in. I'll bet you that was something that you dug hearing. And good to have you on. And rabble-rousing will commence here shortly. And, of course, Liz, thank you for tuning in, as always. Jim, I'm happy you turned off the computer and turned it back on again. That should be it's part of my IT training, really. I'm a fixer. I fix things. That's right. So you're tuned in to Mark's Marvelous Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. We're in the middle of our spring fun drive, and I'm waiting for my first tax-deductible contribution to come in. Remember, a $50 contribution. You get to write it off your taxes, and we'll send you one of our awesome brand-new throwback T-shirts. I actually have a collection of these up on the wall in my office, and I like to have the sequence going. I don't actually wear them. Yeah, I don't know. Just I'm kind of picky about my T-shirts. Not that there's anything wrong with them. They're awesome. That's why I use them as wall art. And you can walk around as wall art if you are so inclined. So the first $50 pledge, you'll get one of those awesome T-shirts and a tax deduction and the good feeling of contributing to a nonprofit, community-driven, volunteer-run radio station. So thank you, you and you. And I'm waiting for that phone call. 970-827-9079. You can also contact us at www.radiofreeminturn.org and contribute via a secure server. Jennifer, gosh darn it, I'm happy you're tuned in. And I know you have a few shekels for me. 970-827-9079. Feel free to give me a call. I'd love to talk to you, sister. Yes, sir. So what's going on in the news? You know, it's been said about Mark's Marvelous that he's a rabble-rouser, a regular thorn in the side of the power structure. Well, I wouldn't go that far. I'll say it, but we know it ain't all that true, really. I mean, just out here talking a couple hours a week at that. But what's going on in the news? I have been very busy with work. I hate all the excuses that I give you. I'm criticizing myself here. So I'm not as up on the news as I would like to be, but I will tell you this. So the Obama administration is making strides. Administration has, let's see if I do this right. Okay, the Obama administration has taken into account that some people have been swindled by for-profit educational institutions in that they've been offered certain degrees, paid for those degrees, taken on a whole bunch of debt, and the promises associated with getting those degrees, the accreditation promises, and the success stories that were provided to these students to bring them into these programs were false. And so because of the fraudulent activity, as far as I know, because of the fraudulent activity on part of these for-profit educational institutions, the Obama administration has ultimately offered debt relief to those people who have been swindled. Of course, those people have to prove that they've been swindled, that there was fraud in the process of them procuring those loans in an attempt to procure those degrees, and that's the case. So anyway, the Huffington Post is reporting that the Obama administration improperly denied student loan debt relief. So apparently there's some glitches in terms of the review process. It says here, federal law allows students who were defrauded by their colleagues into taking out federal loans, federal student loans, to have their debts forgiven. The Obama administration has said repeatedly it will ensure aggrieved borrowers that they get this form of relief, a commitment that the Education Undersecretary Ted Mitchell reiterated this week following the bankruptcy filing of troubled for-profit school operator Corinthian Colleges, of course, Inc. So apparently there's a person in New York, went to school in East Harlem. The Huffington Post is reporting this woman's name is Yvette Colon. I hope I'm pronouncing her name properly. It's a somewhat unfortunate last name, but nonetheless. So she's an East Harlem resident. It says here that she is stuck with a worthless credential that saddled her with more than $51,000 in federal and private student loans. And she attended Sanford Brown Institute in Manhattan, a for-profit trade school owned by Career Education Corporation. And she went to school from 2006 to 2008, hoping to become a cardiac sonographer. So instead, she works in medical billing now, which is where she worked before she started the degree and before taking on $51,000 in debt. And it would seem that the process for getting your loans relieved, forgiven, is not being honored by the administration. She actually has lawyers representing her case in an attempt to get the loans relieved. Now, I was talking with a colleague this morning, and he mentioned that somewhere in the late 70s, students could file for bankruptcy and have their student loans relieved or forgiven. And then the Congress somewhere in the 80s got rid of that provision. So those of us who are saddled with, and I say this tentatively, but those of us who are saddled with huge student loans in order to function in our common everyday marketplace of work, if we were to file bankruptcy, the student loans would still be ours and our responsibility. Now, I'm not advocating that we file bankruptcy en masse. Not at all. That's disingenuous to the agreements that students have taken on. When you sign that piece of paper, you do make a formal agreement to borrow a certain amount of money and pay it back in a certain amount of time in good faith. And, of course, there are some circumstances whereby people legitimately cannot pay that money back. And I definitely think those circumstances should be taken into account. Most of us are just fundamentally responsible for paying those loans back. But let me tell you this. This is my take on it. People who study generally go out and work. And those of us who go out and work are generally contributors to society. From a tax perspective and or from a general community volunteer perspective, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. People who get degrees in general contribute to their societies, and the money they make, for the most part, goes back into the economy. People like me, and probably people like you, spend almost every penny that they make. It's only the very wealthy who sock it away. Because they can. They can take care of their basic necessities, and then there's a surplus. Most of us do not have that. I'll give you an example. Last year, I spent $14,000 in interest, just in interest, to cover the interest on my loans. I wasn't paying capital, interest. Now, I don't need your sympathy. I'm just saying that this is a reality that many of us deal with on a daily and an annual basis. My question is, what would that $14,000 do multiplied by all the people paying that amount of interest? What would that $14,000 do in the general economy? Would that be the consumer boost that our economy needs to bring relief to the Main Street characters? Is that what would benefit the country? Or is the $1 trillion, and I'm not being hyperbolic here, would the $1 trillion in debt associated with student loan, or is that better? Is that serving the country and serving our economy better in terms of a loan, in terms of edifying our banking system? Where do you stand on this? Do you think the money should be contributing to the profit of our banking, our private banking systems, or do you think that money would be better spent in the general economy on stuff? And of course, we can have a philosophical discussion on the idea that, consumerism in and of itself is detrimental, and I'm with you on that. But for all intents and purposes, such is our system. So give me your input. I'm curious what you think. If you know me on the Facebook machine, definitely get in touch with me that way. And if you are on the Mark's Marvelous page, that's Mark's Marvelous 101 on the Facebook machine. That is a show-specific Facebook page. You can get in touch with me that way. Feel free to like the page. You can be part of the crew and enter all these discussions when the show is not on, and or get updates on the show. That's Mark's Marvelous 101. Feel free to like that page, or you can call me at 970-827-9079. Now, that's with all that said, I need you to know that any and all opinions that you hear on the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show are mine and mine alone. They do not represent the station, our affiliates, our supporters, or anyone else, unless they say otherwise. That's my standard disclaimer. I just want you to know, okay? And knowing's half the battle. Sorry, just a little G.I. Joe reference there. You know, thanks, Joe. Now we know. All right, so you're tuned into Mark's Marvelous. We have our fun drive going on right now. If you appreciate community radio, if you appreciate the volunteerism that occurs, the ability to tune into non-commercial radio offerings, something that's broadcast around the globe and maybe even out into space. I don't know. I haven't heard yet. I'd love to hear from the space station. That'd be awesome if they tuned in. Or the Mars rover. I'd love to talk to the Mars rover. If it's still functioning, I don't know. But if you appreciate what we do here, if you appreciate community radio, non-commercial radio offerings, if you think this is valuable, if you think this is an attribute to the Minturn community and the community at large, we would love and very much appreciate your financial assistance. We don't really take small children. That was a joke. Not a good one, but it was. I was just teasing for the record. We will take guitar picks. I'll probably pocket them, and I don't think they'll contribute much to the station, but it's the money that we need. We run this place on a shoestring budget, and nobody gets paid. We just take care of the business of the station, including equipment, paying royalties, making sure the stream is working semi-regularly. we really do our darndest to make sure that thing is broadcasting 24/7. But we need your assistance to make that happen. So any and all contributions that you can make would be appreciated. I'm giving away one of our awesome throwback T-shirts for a $50 pledge. We'll send that to you. We'll send it directly to your home. It'll show up right in your mailbox. You don't even have to go anywhere for it. Just call me. Call me at 970-827-9079. Or you can log on to www.radiofreeminturn.org. And we can take your contribution via a secure server. And we also take most major credit cards. No Diners Club, I don't think. But we can take Visa, MasterCard, Discover. And, of course, there is a Bill Me option where we'll send you a bill and you can send us a check. So, remember, you're tuned into Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. I'm damn glad to have you on. If you're tuned in and you know me on the Facebook machine or you're logged on to and have liked the Mark's Marvelous 101 page, let me know you're there. It's always worth a shout out. And I'd like to acknowledge the listeners for sure. And on that note, I'm going to get back to the music. Remember, the number in the station is 970-827-9079. And I am available to talk to you and accept any and all financial contributions you may have for the station. This is Mark's Marvelous, and you're tuned into the only Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show right here, Radio Free Minturn, 107.9 FM, KLNXLP, Minturn.
Thank you.
That was a Led Zeppelin cover. Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, from the Pickin' on Zeppelin tribute disc. You're tuned in to Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show.
Right now, we've got a little bit of block party with a banquet.
And that song goes out to Anna, because she's awesome.
Coming up, we have, excuse me for one moment. Oh.
Dominic Radio.
Yes? Oh, yeah. This one goes out to Anna, too. This is the Mohawks.
We'll be right back.
everybody needs someone to call their own. No one wants a love that you can see through. No one wants to spend the whole life alone. Surely find me. Well, someday I will have a love to call my own. Well, then I'll have someone who lay beside me. Well, then I'll never have to spend my nights alone. Well, alone isn't where I wanna be. I've got so much to give. We're not supposed to live alone. Isn't how I think of me. I'm counting down the days when I can't put that word away. The world is full of people who are searching. Oh, when every heart is trying to find a home. Well, just like everyone, I think that I'm deserving of a love that takes away the word alone. Well, alone isn't where I wanna be. I've got so much to give. We're not supposed to live alone. Isn't how I think of me. I'm counting down the days when I can't put that word away. 'Cause I'm waiting in line and I wait like a bird on a wire. And I wonder if that day will ever come. When love walks into take me higher, oh, higher. Then I know my search for love is done. Oh, alone isn't where I wanna be. I've got so much to give. We're not supposed to live alone. Isn't how I think of me. I'm counting down the days when I can put that word.
A little Toby Lightman there for you with her song Alone. This is the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. I am Mark's Marvelous, and not only do I bring you blasphemy, whatnot, and hoo-ha, but also shake up the music a little bit here. We're going from jam band jazz type stuff to the singer-songwriter stuffs. So much for my linguistic abilities. I like to shake it up a little bit. If you don't know Toby Lightman and you're into that sort of thing, check her out. I think she's kind of awesome. Yes. And special thanks to Jennifer for my first contribution, to the station. Thank you. Your contribution will be tax deductible and you get to go about your year with the, you're going to be happy. You're supporting the station, not only with your listenership, but also with your money, and it will help us reach our goals of providing service to as many people as possible all year long. And no, I'm not the prostitute you might think I am, or that I want to be. It's just not that way. You're tuned in to Mark's Marvelous in the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. And Liz is contributing to the topic of student loan debt and debt relief. She says that for-profit college is fundamentally wrong. Capitalism sucks. Even our government charges students for charges more interest than they do corporations. Go capitalism. She is not wrong. As a matter of fact, corporations and banks in particular can borrow money at less than 1% interest, significantly less than 1% interest. But people going to graduate school or undergraduate, pursuing undergraduate educations, have to pay upwards of 5, 6, 7, sometimes more than that in terms of percentage rates for their interest. So basically the education industry, they have the for-profit component. That's one element. But then on top of that, your government is making money off of people going to school. And Liz, I'm with you. That should be something that is a part of the American experience that is not something we pay interest on. It should be supported by the taxpayers because it serves a public good. At least I'm extending the reasoning a little bit there. Yes, yes, yes. So Jennifer wants me to play her a song. I thought that last one might have sufficed, but she's hard to satisfy. This one coming up, this is Bumpus with All the People. So I'm going to dedicate this to Jennifer. Thank you very much for your contribution. And the phone lines are open, 970-827-9079. I'm shooting for at least $200 for this session, this radio show, this 2-hour block, and I only have 1 hour and 10 give or take left. So, if you give me a ring at 970-827-9079 with a small or a large contribution, and there are those of you out there who know how I like the large contributions, So if you give me a call at 970-827-9079, you'll be doing good for the station, doing good for the community, and doing good in general. Yes. You can also log on to www.radiofreemintern.org and contribute via secure server, or you can call me here in the station when I'm off the air, and I'd be more than happy to take your contribution over the phone at 970-827-9079. If you know anybody who would be interested in the show or would dig this sort of thing, definitely turn them on to the show. Please, I'd love to have new listeners. I always love to have new listeners. And I like the old ones, too. Not that you're old, Jennifer, or Liz, or me. No, not talking about that. I mean, people have been listening for a while. People who appreciate the show, tune in regularly. If you're from Minturn or the surrounding area, I'd love to hear from you. If you're from elsewhere, Germany, maybe, Amsterdam, South America, definitely let me know. And Anne, I'm damn glad you're tuned in, sister, up there in Michigan. And you feel free to get in touch as well. And if you have any other topics that you think are important to be, or that should be discussed on the air, that are important and thus should be discussed on the air, let me know. Liz has contributed a bunch. I'm going to get to those. And once again, we are in the middle of our spring fund drive. Your contributions are oh so appreciated and always tax deductible. It's a wash, and we'll hook you up with a fantastic T-shirt and or a killer premium, which will be coming up in the next hour. So stay tuned for that. You're tuned in to Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. Yes. This is Bumpus out of Chicago. Dig it. Really, they're called Bumpus.
Nightmares all run underneath your eyes. But no, the shaved face and head for compromise. Text on, thoughts gone, but nothing to see. But you know you gotta leave this place. See green as a race, the monetary holds. Running fast.
the last of your cemetery gold. Running fast, but you miss where you came from. Would you even know if you would die? All the people who were standing in line, all the people taking their time, all the people sleeping at work, all the people who are still getting hurt, all the people who've already been, all the people who are not in their skin, all the people can't wait another year, but you can stay here. White noise, white lights, red arrow in the car. You're on your way, smiling now, to another swollen bar. Tip your drink, another round, smiling back at you. So many other things that you could do. All the people standing in line, all the people taking their time, all the people sleeping at work, all the people who are still getting hurt, all the people who've already been, all the people who are not out of skin, all the people can't wait another year, but you can stay here. When was the last time you really took a moment? When was the last time you counted out a minute? When was the last time the strangers were your equals? When was the last time everything wasn't a sequel? When was the last time you came up with something new? When was the last time even saw was in front of you? When was the last time did anything for the first time?
KLNXLP Minterm 107.9 right here in the Vail Eagle Valley. And you're listening to Mark's Marvelous and the Cosmic Paradigm Shift Show. Thank you.
Right now we got Dirty Sweet with Baby Come Back. Come on, baby.
A disease.